tefillah is known as avodah shebalev. In which case, the power of tefillah clearly comes from the depths of someone's heart. The more the kavanah, the more powerful the tefillah. If that's true, it's interesting to note that of all the different types of tefillos and bakashos and shevach v'hodoya that David HaMelech describes in Tehillim, uniquely the concept of mima'amakim krasicha Hashem, from the very depths of my soul I cry out to you Hashem, is associated with the capital Tehillim that deals with mechilas avonos, which deals with tshuva and getting kapara and slicha for someone's wrongdoings. Why is it that David HaMelech chooses that language of mima'amakim, from the very depths, in reference specifically to mechilas avonos, as opposed to all the other things that David HaMelech cries for and extols within all his Tehillim? What is the unique connection between the depths of one's heart and the idea of tshuva? Rav Huttner points out from the Maharal a very, very fundamental distinction between all mitzvos versus tefillah, and an aspect also of Torah, but we are not going to get to that in this particular recording. But what is it that is different between tefillah versus all other mitzvos? We know that the point of avodas Hashem, and mitzvos in particular, and avodas Hashem in general, is to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to create a deep and real connection and relationship with Hashem. And if that's the ultimate goal, we see a big difference as Maharal between mitzvos and tefillah. In Shar mitzvos, the way we build our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem commands us to do a mitzvah. By fulfilling Hashem's command, when we do the action, the mitzvah, so then as a result of that fulfillment of that mitzvah, we become closer to Hashem. It's the outcome of the mitzvah is a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. After I am kofef to the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after I submit myself to the tzivui of Hashem, by following through on the mitzvah, that creates a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the mitzvah, I as the mitzvah, the one that follows through on Hashem's command. Hashem says, jump, and I jump, so that demonstrates my position in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It demonstrates that I listen to my Creator. And by doing that command, I build a beautiful relationship with Hashem. Tefillah is, in a sense, the other direction. Tefillah, the closeness is not a result of the tefillah. The tefillah is an outgrowth and an outcome of the closeness with Hashem. What do I mean? Tefillah is an opportunity that when I am in an intimate setting with the Ribono Shel Olam, I can now speak and call out to Hashem. First, I come close to Hashem, and then in that context and in that situation of closeness, I pour out my heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a sense, tefillah, first I come close to Hashem, and within being close to Hashem, that allows for me to be able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see the difference. When it comes to mitzvahs in general, first I do the mitzvah, and the result of the mitzvah is I build another bridge, another connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And tefillah is I have a closeness, I come close to Hashem, I walk into Hashem's presence, and then in that presence I'm able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now where does the koach of that tefillah come from? Where does that sense of stepping into Hashem's presence and talking to Hashem come from? Where's that koach? But before that, I just wanted to add one other point, which is important, which Rabbi Huttner points out, is that you actually see this lahalacha, the difference between shar mitzvos and tefillah. Shar mitzvos, like we said before, you do the mitzvah, build a relationship with Hashem. And tefillah, first you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in Hashem's presence, and then you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. You see this in the respect that when a person is omid lifnei Hashem, they're davening their Shmona Esrei. Even after a person finishes completing his Shmona Esrei, before he takes the three steps back, before he leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, he still has the halacha of standing in front of Hashem and cannot be mafsik. Now exactly when does that halacha kick in that I have said, so to speak, goodbye to Hashem, that we, the poskim, debate. Are we talking about the three steps back? Are we talking about after Yilu Ratzon? That's a technical aside. But the fact remains that even after I have finished saying the words of Shemona Esrei, I have, so to speak, finished my mitzvah satfila, and I'm not necessarily even talking anymore, Adayin Omed Lifnei Hashem, I am still in Hashem's presence, and therefore I have to act appropriately. I cannot be mafsik. The mitzvah is complete, but my position in front of Hashem is still enduring. Because tefillah, as we said, is not, the connection is not because of the tefillah. The connection is there. The relationship is there, and tefillah is now expressed within the context of that relationship. So that's how you see it even lahalacha. Where does the power of tefillah come from? Says Rav Huttner, the real meat and potatoes, the real essence of tefillah, the real koach tefillah comes from the fact that we are lacking, that we have chisronus, and therefore we have needs. And we need to call out to Hashem to provide us for our needs. We need mizonos, we need food, we need sustenance, we need a parnasa, we need refuah. We have so many things because we are delicate, because life is fragile. And human nature, human existence, is one where we have needs to keep us going. And from those needs, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our needs is what gives us this special koach tefillah. The fact that we have needs and wants from Hashem, that's what allows us to step into Hashem's presence and speak to Hashem and beseech Hashem for what we need. We know the greatest punishment, as the Moses Forum point out, the greatest punishment that Hashem could give a Birya, Hashem could give a creation, is what Hashem handed to the Nachash. Hashem said to the Nachash, your food is handed to you on a silver platter. Wherever you go, you have the Ofer Adama, you have the dust of the earth, and you will be sustained from that. And now don't talk to me. Don't turn to me. Don't come to me. You're taken care of. The idea of being shalim and not having needs is not necessarily a good one for this life on this earth. This life on this earth is replete with chisronos. And those chisronos are our strength, because that allows us to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Hashem for what we need. And that creates a very strong bond between us and our Creator, the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. That is the power of tefillah. And this concept of having chisronos and using this chisronos as a platform for closeness to Hashem is really the essence of tshuva itself. When a person does a chet, it creates a gap. It creates a hole, a chasm between us and Hashem. We had a close relationship with Hashem. We were over the Hashem. We followed Hashem's command. But then when we err, we sin, we do something neged ratzon haborei, so that creates a break in that relationship. It creates a gap. And now we have a chisaron. We have something that is missing. How do we view that? If we over-focus and over-emphasize just the evil, vile act that we created against, that we did against Hashem's will, so it's very negative. But if we, the idea of tshuva is take a look at the chet, to see the hole that exists between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and say, you know what? That chisaron is an opportunity to yearn and to step close to Hashem. We take the hole that was created and we turn it into a kli kibul. We turn it into a receptacle to fill Malei V'Gadosh, overflowing with love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chet gives us the chance to say, Hashem, I want to be close again. There's nothing more important to me. And I want to fill that previous gap with new love, with a stronger relationship, with a stronger connection. That is empowering. And that is powerful. And that is the essence of tshuva. Because tefillah and tshuva share a very common bond, they are both a result of chisronos. Their koach comes from needs, from something that is lacking. That's why Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva says that there is a unique mitzvah to daven as part of one's tshuva. We always have to daven for everything in life. So why does the Rabbeinu Yonah say that there's a unique mitzvah, a special, unique mitzvah of davening when it comes to tshuva? And the answer is, now hopefully obvious, as Rav Huttner explains, because davening in essence is about filling chisronos. And tshuva in essence is about seeing that a chet creates a chisaron that can be filled with love and with yearning and with closeness to Hashem once again. And how do we do that? What do we do in a time of chisaron? How do we respond? What's our greatest tool for responding to chisronos? It's tefillah itself. And so therefore, tshuva and tefillah go hand in hand. It says for Hutner, that explains the Kapitol Hill, Mima'amakin Krosich Hashem, from the depths, from the very depths I call to you from to you Hashem. It is the koteret, it is the title for tshuva, for the kapitel that deals with slichas havonos and mechilas havonos. Because why? Because to the extent, to the depths that someone feels that lacking because of their aveira, and the yearning to be close to Hashem, that, to that degree, is the power of one's tshuva. If we always view the negative side of avonos, we're missing the beauty of tshuva, which is the yearning and the desire to take that hole that was created in that relationship and fill it with closeness once again. Says Rav Hutner, that is why the Kapitel Tehillim ends off with, "Uhu yistas yisal mikol avonosav, Hashem will redeem Klal Yisrael from all their sins." What is the idea of pidyon? Hu yistas Yisrael, pidyon. Pidyon, as we know, is redemption. What's redemption? Take an example, the common example of Hekdesh. If I designate something to belong to the Beis HaMikdash and then I want to take it back from Kedushas HaBeis HaMikdash, I have to redeem it. I give some money and that redeems the item so I can take the item back. I flip the money for the item that I want. Same thing is true with avonos. We understand that we can be poda our avonos. We can flip the avonos from something that is negative to something that's positive. We take the hole that exists as a result of our avonos between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're poda, we redeem it with yearning, with love, with passion about a connection to Hashem. Hashem, I want to be close once again. V'hu yifte'es yisrael mikol avonosav, Hashem accepts that. Hashem will be poda us. Hashem looks forward for us to take that step and fill that hole with a love and a desire to be close to Hashem. This is the avoda, or one of the avodas of Elo. One of the avodas of Elo is to take this positive perspective about the idea of growing and doing tshuva and seeing our avonos as an opportunity for growth and for greater closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mirat Hashem, we should be zocheh to do tshuva in a positive and healthy way and get close to Hashem once again.